Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. When we receive the word of God, do we welcome it as the word of God? One common way of dishonor is to use God's words to prove our point, such as trying to bolster our argument by sheer numbers, listing many cross-references, and presenting them in a way that seems to reinforce our claim. We try to make a molehill of an idea into a mountain of truth, not realizing that proving mode shuts down learning mode. The only thing it proves is our lack of humility. Several verses that seem to support our conclusion mean nothing, until we take every verse, phrase, and thought captive and bring it in obedience before Christ. Then we do not have credible truth to base our lives on. Cross-references can be great, but we still have to allow Scripture to speak for itself, and we always, always have to ask, what does it say? Why would we want to push an idea that does not originate with God? Picture yourself before Christ answering that question. Long nails are needed for the job. A message is not true because someone has connected 1 or 100 verses to it. When I put new siding on my house several years ago, I found that I had to use 3.5-inch nails to penetrate all the layers so the siding would be secure. No way did I ever think that they would have to be that long, but only the long nails would penetrate deeply enough that my siding would be able to withstand the storms that inevitably would come. Using a larger number of short nails would not have done the job. Just like using many cross-references that do not penetrate deep into our lives will not do the job. For a while it would have looked good. I could have invited family, friends, and neighbors to come over and admire how nice it looked, but it would not have withstood the test. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.